kid whose real name was Nicholas. He was a trouble child, like so many kids. He had big dreams, but he was ridiculed for being different. Cause when the thugs came by, he tend to talk the shit. He tried to walk the walk, but he couldn't walk with them. So he talked the talk and tried to talk his way in. But they made his self-esteem seem shorter than an elf. So he sat in the corner of the lunchroom by himself, stabbing himself in the darkness of his home, staring at the closet that was filled with hollow gnomes. Just thinking about how they made fun of him, made his anger spark to fury grew within. Lucifer, the most beautiful but devious, made this kid turn from a pussy to the meanest. He swore to himself that he would get him that night, so he signed a contract and gave the devil his life. Now this is the point of no return. The devil in his head and the devil in his words. It burns deeply in your heart when you can feel yourself tearing it apart. Now this is the point of no return. The devil in his head and the devil in his words. It burns deeply in your heart when you can feel yourself tearing it apart. He was now in an equal playing field. He felt that he could use the devil as his shield, but the serpent just left the mark of the beast and left him to cry with his head under a sheet. So how could he see if his vision was blinded? The demon in himself only left him mindless. The next day, all that Nicholas could say was shut the fuck up or get the hell out my way. But these thugs didn't really care about Nicholas, and when he tried to step up, they just beat him senseless. Eventually, all he thought of was a gun. Not a gun to his head, but a gun to the young. And why would these thoughts multiply? He got flashbacks on the news of Columbine. But Columbine was pussy shit, it wasn't enough. So he grabbed the bomb and gun and started strapping up. Now this is the point of no return. The devil in his head and the devil in his words. It burns deeply in your heart when you can feel yourself tearing it apart. Now this is the point of no return. Hit the gun that was strapped to his leg. He was in hell, at least that's what it felt like. When the nurse saw him in the children's wing, she knew it wasn't right. She called the security to check on Nicholas, cause she didn't want anything to happen to these kids. But it was too late. Nick grabbed the nurse by her throat and dragged her into a lobby that was filled with children's hope. They called the SWAT team and they called the bomb squad, but all the nurse could do was just give it to God. He squeezed the trigger on the gun and killed these kids one by one. Was bigger than them, so he felt like he could. He put the gun to his own head and it felt good. In the devil's domain, there ain't no turning back. So the last thing he heard was the ticking of a bomb and the sound of a gun.